Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's episode, we will discuss the issue of Lithuanian immigration to Scotland as part of the Migration and Empire topic. At the start of the 1900s, Lithuania was part of the Russian Empire, and Lithuanians faced extreme persecution. It was illegal to use their language in public, and Lithuanian Catholics faced other types of discrimination. In addition, one concern that many Lithuanians had was the fact that Lithuanian men were forced to join the Russian army. As a result of all this, Lithuanians chose to move elsewhere. Indeed, around a quarter of the Lithuanian population left at this time. They did so to escape the persecution that they faced and also the problems of high taxes. Most Lithuanians that came to Scotland did so because it was cheaper than travelling straight to the USA, which was generally their preferred destination. Lithuanians generally settled in similar areas, particularly in Lanarkshire and Ayrshire, which had large communities. Most of them worked in these areas in the mines, although some worked in iron and steel industries too. This caused some resentments among Scots because they believed that Lithuanians were taking jobs or lowering wages. At first, many Scots believed that Lithuanian workers were being used to break strikes, and again, this obviously led to a degree of resentment. However, over time, Lithuanians and Scots began to improve their relations. For one thing, Lithuanians became involved in setting up trade unions and also strikes with the aim of improving everyone's working conditions. They also attempted to blend into their new surroundings by taking new surnames. For example, Bernotatis might have become Brown. It became very difficult to track just exactly who worked in many of the locations because so many of the surnames sounded Scottish but might in fact belong to somebody who was born in Lithuania. During World War I, Lithuanians faced a certain problem. If they lived in Britain, then they were given two choices. They could either serve in the British Army, or alternatively, they could be deported to Russia, where they would be forced to join the Russian Army. Lithuanians didn't agree on the best option. After the war was over, and especially after the Russian Revolution, the British government began to worry about having a large community of people who came from a communist country. One way that they attempted to get rid of them was that they removed financial support to female Lithuanians and their children whose husbands had not returned from the war. As a result, this forced many of them to leave Scotland, either going back to their home country or attempting to make the journey to the USA.